Lifeway.com today.
Nice. Ooh, we're getting close to the weekend. Can't you feel it? Seems like everybody I bumped into this week in my own personal world looked so ragged. Man, they were just whipped. And we're certainly whipped up into a frenzy on this show about the politics of it all, because we're 5.5 weeks, you know, out of the gate here before we have to really make a decision, right? A decision in your neck of the woods on who you're going to vote for in the House and in the Senate, and maybe in a gubernatorial race, too. We're broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And in Tampa, we know what the headlines are about. What's going on with the governor slash newly independent want-to-be senator Charlie Crist? And what about Marco Rubio, what's going to happen in his bid? And there's lots of question marks. And people in Florida, the Floridians, are like everybody else. They're frustrated. And it doesn't matter what their stripes are. Democrat, independent, Republican, completely disgusted and not wanting to affiliate with any ideology. I mean, what is it that we want? I was thinking about this today. What is it we want as Americans? What is it that we crave? What as human beings do we crave? Is it consistency? Is it a good life? Is it a better life? Is it a better life for our children? Is it feeling secure and safe? And I think some of what I just said would ring true for many of you listening to the show. And then you could throw in your own twist on it. But the main things are we definitely care about the financial aspect of things. Because even if you're not centered around money, it's the way it works. I mean, to clothe and feed your family and educate them and keep a roof over their head, you have to make money. If you're a small business owner, you have to look at the bottom line. If you're the person that's out there trying to make a decent wage, same thing. When you were the worker bee, it used to be about loyalty, right? It used to be, oh, I'm getting that gold watch. I'm going to retire. I'm going to someday sit on that sailboat. I'm going to go to that island. I'm going to have a little tiny shack at the Jersey Shore, whatever it is. And now the brass ring that I would always tout, and I still believe in, that you can get up on that horse and swing and try to grab at it, is becoming a little more unattainable for lots of people. And that's the whole thing. We want to believe in the dream. That's the idea behind America. That's why America came about. So much blood was shed because of the thirst for freedom, for religious freedom, freedom of speech, freedom from tyrannical beings, freedom from control. You know, nobody wants control. That's the issue with so many of us when it comes to privacy or smaller government or less taxation. We do not want to give up any more control over our lives than we have to. Because let's face it, ultimately, what don't we have control over? Our expiration date. All right, we're going to zig and zag in a lot of different places, but mainly this hour, nail the score. You know how it works. You light them up and wait and see what the game of the week is going to be in the NFL, because here we are, week 3 already. Now, this is my favorite time of year because we're getting close to baseball playoffs, and, of course, we have NFL football in full swing, even if it is entertainment mixed with some sports. It's still fun to watch, right? So whatever the game of the week is, you tell us who you think's going to win, throw out your digits, what you think the final score is going to be, and you may be one of our lucky, lucky winners. If you do nail the score, you get bragging rights and a whole bunch of cool prizes. So I'm going to throw out the number so you can get ready for this. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You could be like our pal, Dave in Vermont. A lot of other people do this too, but Dave does it all the time. And you can email us your guess at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. One time, and it must have been because the Yankees were playing late, so on the station he listens to, the great WVMT, we weren't broadcasting, and we kicked in later and broadcast, so he missed what the game of the week was. I love this. He just said, pick the visitors, and here's the score. It was great. I think he said visitors, but anyway, he was doing a blind choice. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'll take that team. Quickly, I'm going to run through a couple of quick headlines for you. And what tops the headlines is this, the fact that there's been a female execution. That's right, you heard me right. Virginia executed the first woman in nearly 100 years. Teresa Lewis died by lethal injection despite all the appeals. They were appealing the heck out of that case. And she killed her husband and her stepson, and that was why she was put to death ultimately. It looked like for a while that she was going to be able to win her case, but it flipped on the other side, so she pays the price. The other big story at the UN was the U.S. and European delegations decided, forget this, we're walking out of here, we don't have to listen to this idiot anymore. So Ahmadinejad went off and said that most people believe outside of the U.S. that the attack on September 11th was in order to assure Israel's survival. So the UN cleared out. He knows how to clear out a room. I'll give him that, no question about it. Good news, if you're waiting for a payout from BP, the oil spill pay master, or czar, I hate it when they call someone a czar, says that they're actually catching up on Gulf claims because there were people who were waiting for months to be paid back and you'd be paid back for their losses, and they hadn't gotten their money. But now it looks like more of the payments are catching up to the people, so that's good news. I give him credit for that. He stepped in as fast as he could, rolled up his sleeves, and, you know, got to work. And the claims man that we're talking about has probably been one of the better things that I think this administration's done, and it's Kenneth Feinberg who's behind all of it. And because he knows how to count the money. Coming up, as I said, we're going to do that football thing. And this week, it's another game for Brett Favre, another chance to redeem himself because the Vikings' face and fortune certainly rest on his shoulders. Here's what Favre had to say about the upcoming week and not getting too down on where they are right now.
It's hard to be patient and try to get this, you know, this puzzle piece together because we're doing it as we play.
Yeah, that is the hard part. That's why the preseason that people slough off is so important for the players, just to get the rhythm down. I don't think it matters other than the players getting it together. So the Vikings will host the Lions. The Vikings haven't won a game yet, and neither have the Lions. On paper, anyway, this should be the Vikings game to take, but will they do it? And that's what he's saying. Tony Romo, on the other hand, knows all about pressure on his back. Here's what he said.
You got to dig deep and understand. That's how you become good. That's how you can take the next step as a team and as an individual, is to overcome those things and still accomplish your goals. And we're in that situation right now. We need to have a lot of people dig deep and play their best football.
Boy, that's true, because the Cowboys haven't won a game either. They're in Houston taking on the Texans, who are a perfect 2-0. Will either one of those games be the game of the week? I don't know. We'll find out in a few minutes.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Two, three,
four.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, I can hardly wait to see which game the computer randomly picks. Will it be the 49ers and the Chiefs? I hope not. I don't want to see that game. I don't care. Are there any 49er fans? There might be some Kansas City fans, though. I like Kansas City, but I don't really want to watch that game. Falcons and the Saints, that could be an interesting game. Steelers and the Bucks, that's a blackout as I'm in Tampa. They didn't sell enough seats, so nobody's going to be watching that unless they go to a bar somewhere. Titans and the Giants tied up at one apiece. They both have one win and one loss, and they'll see who's going to end up with that second win on the season. Cowboys and the Texans could be intriguing. Big game for the Cowboys. Redskins and the Rams. I don't know. Donovan Madsen, he is so good at this game. He is going to pull out the computer. Donovan, let her rip. Sweet. I really mean that. It's heavy to lift that equipment, but he must be pretty strong. I'm the worst. I'm lucky I can pick up my laptop. I hate to say that. I have much stronger lower body strength, maybe from tennis or bicycling or something, but when it comes to lifting heavy objects, my moving days are over. Do you run it, guys? You know this. I'm definitely veering off the course here, but you know when the phone rings, your buddy's moving, and they want you to come over for the price of pizza. Hey, we'll buy you pizza if you come over and you lift 5 of our couches that we need from the basement and from the second level, and that was out there on the back porch. What you need to do is, if somebody asks you to do that again and you have a young back, say, I'll take the pizza, and then charge them, you know, half of what I guess the movers would charge them. That's a true friend because they're still saving money. All right, let's do that computer again since I went off on a crazy tangent. He probably can't hear me. I'm going to have to go behind the computer and now figure out what game was chosen. Let me see if I can figure it out. Yep. Steelers and the Buccaneers. Ooh, I don't know that that would have been the game that I wanted to see. But it is. Steelers and the Buccaneers. It's an early kick. 1 o'clock East Coast time. Maybe somebody listening is a Steelers fan. In fact, I know some of the people that listen to the show are Steelers fans. So, remember, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Well, you know, you still have Dixon in at quarterback, although he's done a fine job for the Steelers. What's the defense for the Buccaneers going to look like? Should be pretty decent in front of the Spartan home crowd since they didn't have a sellout. It'll still be a lot of people, but just not quite a sellout. I'm going to say that I like the Buccaneers in this one. I do. Yes, I do. I bet a lot of you are going to pick Steelers. I'm going to say the Bucs win this, and I think the final score is going to be 17-14. We're going to see some defense. See what all of you have to say. I've been waiting for this nail the score all day long. I was thinking about it. Wondering, I was hoping it was going to be the Eagles game, but not to be. Okay, our first one out of the chute is Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Granted.
Thank you. I will take the Steelers 27-21 over the Bucks.
27-21. Wow, you think it's going to be a way different game than I think over at Raymond James Stadium. So
I sure do. I think
are you a Steelers fan?
You betcha. It's the days of Rocky Blyer.
That's a throwback for sure, definitely.
Well, I'm an old man.
Oh, you don't sound very old. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. There's some great Steeler teams. But, Dan, you are a Texan. You have an obligation to root for the Cowboys, don't you?
I am a transplanted Texan. I came from California vis-a-vis Kansas when I was 2 years old.
Oh.
I spent all that time out there, and then my daughter said she wanted to take care of me in my old age, and so I bought a place here in Texas. I got out of California just as all hell was breaking loose.
No kidding. Then that was a smart move.
Well, not really, because I had my place sold for $185,000 in 07, just as the hammer came down, and the deal fell through because no bank would loan any. And I wound up only making $50,000 on a property that was in the Redwoods. I had 1 9-foot by 8-foot stump that was cut down. That was cut down in the 1880s. And that was in my front yard, my circular driveway. I had a fabulous place, but it was all redwoods. There was a creek behind it and everything, and I only got $50,000 out of that. It was worth, anyhow, $200,000. I let the first time go for $185,000. The bottom fell out, and I saw the handwriting on the wall. I had to get out of Dodge before all hell broke loose, so I did.
Yeah, it still was smart.
I came to Texas and paid cash for my home, and my motorhome's paid for, my home's paid for, my truck's paid for, and I don't owe anybody a dime.
Sweet! How about some applause for Dan in Texas?
Yeah!
Dan, you have a good weekend. There, look, you shall receive. How about that? Good for Dan. Oh, that story about California is too familiar. And there he was right on the cusp if he could have had that go through. But you see what he said about the bank. And then when everything started to fall apart, boy, he would have been lucky to get what he got out of that house. And it sounds like it was pretty neat. Debbie is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight, sweetheart?
I'm good. You sound good. You sound wide awake. Like, are you wired, Red Bull,
just
coffee?
Just got off work. Yeah, AR-4 cylinder.
Well, I gotcha.
Yeah, just got off work. Well, you know me. I'm a transplant here in Kentucky from Pennsylvania, so I'm going Steelers all the way.
Okay.
And I'm
going
to say 27-17.
Ooh, we got 27 flying out there twice already, right out of the gate. Well, good luck to you, Debbie. I hope you knock the boys off the board.
Thank you, honey. You have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Okay.
You have a great and happy, safe weekend. Don in Wyoming, who says The Town was a good movie and it wasn't a mess-up for Ben Affleck. And right, Don, you're saying go and see it, telling our people go see it.
Well, it was the best. It drew the most money for that weekend, so yeah. Good movie.
Who do you like in this one? Do you like the Bucks or the? You're going to say Steelers, aren't you?
I hate them both. I think they're lousy. But anyway, by the way, I'm going to be in Denver watching the big men and carve up the Broncos. So.
Oh, but it'll be fun to be there in Denver. This is a good time of year to catch a game.
Yeah. I had promised my nephew if he'd graduate high school, that I'd take him to the game, and so he did, and I got the tickets, and.
Good.
Now the idiot's in jail, but anyways.
Oops.
I'm taking somebody else. Dan in Texas, that's kind of like Lucifer going to heaven, isn't it? Or something like that. My gosh, a Steeler fan in Texas? I've never
that's what
heard
I
of
said.
Such a thing.
I know, it's rough.
Last thing real quick, Cowgirls will be 0-3 with their clown coach after this weekend.
I agree, and it is about the coach.
If the Houston's going to put a weapon on them, I'm just embarrassed talking about how they're supposed to play the Super Bowl in their stadium and they start out 0-3. But anyway, Steelers and nurses in Tampa Bay, Raymond James?
Raymond James, baby, yeah.
Yeah, with that big, huge pirate ship, that's pretty
yeah.
cool, by the way. So, well, let's stick Tampa Bay's been rolling. They're 2-0, and so are the Steelers. Well, the Steelers' offense hasn't been doing anything. And now it's gotten even worse, I think, with losing Dixon. So how about 14-10 for the Buccaneers?
Woo, you think like me, 14-10. All right, Don, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy watching that Cowboys loss. Bye. I'll talk to you next week. He's right. I think the coach for the Cowboys, Wade Phillips, has to go. But I said that a long time ago. And there's too much push-pull there. And if Jason Garrett, who's getting this $3 million dollars a year is elevated, what is that going to do? Does he soar? Does he get more confidence? But look at the offense and how it's sputtering. 800-259-5791. The Steeler fans don't have to worry about that, though, because the Steelers are rolling. And Tampa Bay is hoping to continue their winning trend, too, especially in front of the fans who were willing to shell out the cash. All right, hang through, everybody. I promise we'll rifle them off next here on America Tonight. Nail the score.
Coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
10 years. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sabacco Sure Pack MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sabacco Sure Pack MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sabacco Sure Pack MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sabacco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I was born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad. All right, let's see how bad to the bone all of you are when it comes to guessing the score of the Bucks and the Steelers. The number of the jingle, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. As long as it gets in at the top of the hour, you are golden. How about that? Let's see, I know we have a host of people who are waiting to get on here on America Tonight. In the meantime, quickly, I'm going to rifle off a couple of quick scores that have come in through the magic of our mailbag. And it includes Vince, who says, "Kate, are you kidding me in picking the Buccaneers? I think you've had too many cocktails in Tampa. It's going to be the Steelers all the way, and it's going to be the Steelers 38-14. Ooh, 38-14. Here's another one from Big Bad Ed. Wow, I can't believe that I'm going to try this nail the score thing. I am terrible when it comes to making guesses like this one, but I'm going to have to say I like the Steelers. I think they roll, and I think the final score is going to be 45-14. 45-14. Whew. Man, what are you guys thinking about out there? I have no idea. Because you can't say I'm all wet. I think all of you are all wet. All right, let's take some more guesses. 800-259-5791. We're going to fly a little bit blind here, as I just had a little lightning strike, knock out the work. So that means I have no idea who I'm going to, so this should be fun. All right, you're up next. Who is it? Caller, hello.
Hello?
Hello, who's this? Rick in Illinois?
Illinois. That's
I
right.
recognize your voice. How about that?
What are you doing, Tapper? Did you get run out of Dallas?
Yeah, they said get out of here now, lady. You hate the Cowboys, you have to leave.
Yeah, you must be making fun of the Cowboys.
Exactly.
Well, I hate to bust your bubble again.
Oh, great.
Steelers at 24, Buccaneers.
Steelers 24.
Buccaneers 10.
Buccaneers 10, come on.
Yeah.
10 points, that's lame.
Yeah, well, Steelers are tough.
They're not that tough. I think the Buccaneers can at least put another score on them.
Nah, anyway. Go Bears.
Are you a Bears fan?
Yep.
You are?
Monsters are back. Yep, the Monsters are back.
They are back. We'll see what happens. Yeah. This is a big telling week for the Bears, by the way.
Yes it is.
Because if they win this, that would look good. That would be a great start for them to be able to clear the board that way. We'll see, Mr. Rick in Illinois.
Okay, though. You take care and have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Have an excellent weekend. We also have another guest here from Stacy Lynn. I just started listening to the show. I think this nail the score thing is a cool idea. I know nothing, I mean nothing about football. I'm going to side with you, Kate. Buccaneers 29, and the Steelers 14. That'd be a little bit of a whipping. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello?
Who's this? Hey, who's this?
This is Tom in Kansas.
Oh, how are you, Tom? I recognize that voice anywhere. Who do you like?
Well, I'm blind, kind of blind myself, because I have not watched the Tampa Bay play at all, and very little of Pittsburgh.
Okay,
but,
that's okay.
I think Pittsburgh is going to go down to Tampa Bay and maybe not hit a buzzsaw, but hit enough of a doorstop to keep them from closing the door on Tampa Bay. Final score, Tampa Bay 17, Pittsburgh 16.
Ooh. I like that roundabout way that you delivered that. Okay, Tampa Bay. Tom, have a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the games. Just chillax. That's that new terminology, chillax. Actually, chillax has probably been around for a while. Norm is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Norm. Norm, is this you?
Hello?
Ah, this isn't Norm. Who is this? I recognize the voice. I can't place it.
Are you speaking to me?
I am speaking to you.
Okay, my name is Julie from Kentucky.
Oh, we know you. Okay, Jules, what do you say?
Okay, I'm a huge Steelers fan. And I'll give you that extra score for Tampa Bay, and I'll say 24-17
Steelers. 24-17 Steelers. Oh, Jules. You could be right. I mean, look, the Steelers are probably the better play, but I'm going to have to disagree with you.
So we'll see. I heard that. We'll see.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Don't you love those words? Have a good weekend. It means the weekend is here. That's huge. Trey in Kentucky. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Horseman. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Just playing with the horses, getting ready for the new Olympics coming up this Saturday.
Cool. That should be fun. We talked about that before you mentioned that. A lot of people go to that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's the first one in the United States, and they're actually having it here in Lexington. So
I know. I love that. Lexington is such a pretty place. That's going to be a great backdrop.
Well, you ever come up here, hook up, and we'll give you
That'd be cool. I'm going to try to make a trip to Lexington, actually. What do you think happens, Trey, in this game?
Anybody take your pick yet?
Nobody took my pick of the Buccaneers 17-14. Do you want it?
Yep, I sure do.
Oh, I hope you win. Then we can just, you and I can be smug together. After being beaten up about this whole Steelers thing, we would be like kindred spirits after that. Trey, thanks.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
All right. I love that. Because I know you don't think the Bucks are going to win. I know none of you think that. Except for Tom. That's it. Well, Don in Wyoming said Tampa Bay, too. Reluctantly, he did, though. Let's see. Rick is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Is Roethlisberger going to be quarterback in the Steelers?
No. Dixon.
Okay. I'll have to change my ways then. Let's go Tampa Bay 20, Steelers 17.
2017. Ooh, that's a close game, too. A kick could be the difference.
I like it.
I like that, too, because if you invest time in a game, sorry, I know some people like the dominance and the blowouts, not me. I like it to come down to the nail biting and the screaming.
Yeah, I like to watch it all the way to the end.
I do, too. I like to scream and yell and throw my pop at the TV.
I don't really do that.
I'm kidding.
I can get pretty excited, though. Drink another beer.
I can get pretty excited, too, but I don't do that. I'm just teasing. Hey, Rick, have a good weekend and enjoy the game.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Clarence, also in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I think you're going to pick the Steelers, am I right?
Yeah, before I do, I have one thing to say.
Uh-huh.
How about them Cowboys?
Boy, I think it's going to be a rough week. I don't think they're going to beat Houston. I think it could be tight, but I don't think they're going to beat them.
I really don't want to say right now. They need a new coach.
They do need a new coach, but they needed a new coach, I thought, last year even. There's just something that's not working with Wade. He's the woulda, coulda, shoulda guy. He's definitely had some winning records, but he's, you know, still got that whole playoff thing. Yes, he did get he did win a playoff game, but he still has it hovering around. I just don't believe he could win a Super Bowl.
Nah, I don't think so.
Who do you like in this game?
27-20 Steelers.
I told you. 27-20 Steelers. All right, another vote for the Steel City men. Thanks, Clarence. Enjoy the game.
You too.
Thanks. Steelers 27-20. It's funny because Dan in Texas said Steelers 27-21. Okay. So they're kind of canceling each other out there, right? Josh in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I love the fact that we're almost at the weekend. Don't you love that?
Oh, absolutely. One more night of work and I'm done. So.
Sweet!
Yeah. Well, I hate the Steelers, so I'm going to have to go Tampa Bay. And I'm going to go 24-10. 24-10.
24-10. All right, good for you. So you and I are on the same side of this, Josh, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, I can't stand that. I cannot stand the Steelers or the Cowboys. I'm a big Packers fan myself, so.
Oh, I like the Packers. All right. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a monster year in the end. I like a lot of people like the Packers to go to the Super Bowl. Good deal. This could be a good year for all of you cheeseheads. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, we have a couple of guesses, too, coming in through the email, americatonight.net. Here's one from Jane, listening to us in Connecticut. I like the Steelers to win this one. The final score is going to be 48-28. Ooh, that'd be a high-scoring game, hardly any defense, and I wouldn't be watching the end of that because it would be so bloody boring. Stretch drive time, the rest of Nail the Score on the flip side.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
All right, this is it. If you want to get in on the Nail the Score action, the game of the week, the Steelers and Tampa Bay, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or flip me that email, americatonight.net. Let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Dr. E, what say you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you? You sound good.
I just got off work like Deb and Josh.
Good.
I like that Steve Miller bumper music you had there.
Yeah, that takes you back, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. I ain't going to stay on long. 13-10 the Bucks.
13-10 Bucks. All right, you think like me, too. That's going to be more of a defensive game between the two. I like that. Thanks.
Yes. All right.
Have a great weekend. Jose in Kentucky. Hello, Jose.
Hey, hey. ¿Cómo estás, señorita?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Ah, bien, bien, gracias.
There you go. What do you think?
I think 17-13, Tampa Bay.
Oh, I love this. 17-13 Tampa Bay. Hey, enjoy the game, Jose. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too.
So Jose says 17-13. Check this out. I said 17-14, which my guess went to Trey in Kentucky. He said 17-14, too. You have Tom in Kansas who takes 17-16 Tampa Bay. Boy, that's going to make it interesting. It's almost like you're playing as little squares. You know when you feel obliged to do that? You walk into your buddy's party and right away they're hitting you up for money. Dude, look, we have 50,000 squares left. Put out a $50 bill and you can have all those squares, and then you don't win anything. I hate that. Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. I'm going 21-20 bucks.
21-20 bucks. All right, my man.
Yeah,
likes
now,
the same as me.
Yeah, no. Now, what's all the negative ways with my Cowboys tonight?
Listen, come on, you got to be kidding me. You know this. Listen, there's some talented players on that team, but they don't have a good coach. Wade Phillips is not the right guy for that team and hasn't been.
Oh, boy. Well, who are the Eagles playing?
I'm not telling you. Why are you asking me who the Eagles are playing so you can bust me about Michael Vick? And in the paper today, you know what the headline read? I got like 50 copies of it. I didn't get 50 copies, but people sending me emails. It said, Top Dog. I think that's funny. It is cold, isn't it? They're playing the Jags. It's one of the Fox late games. It's an afternoon game.
Well, okay. Jags 75, Eagles nothing.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate it. You have a good weekend, sourpuss. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. We got one from Debbie. I sound like I had too much or something. Debbie says, sometimes we butcher the English language. Man. Debbie says, let's see. Didn't you used to be the sports princess? What happened? I think you broke your wand. It's going to be the Steelers 45-14. Boy, that's a wild guess. I'm telling you, I'll walk naked to Kentucky if that's the score. Let's go to Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Katie. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You sound good. What's on your agenda? Who do you think?
I think it's going to be the Steelers 28-21.
28-21. I just got to make sure no one has a No, no one has it. It's your score. You own it. Enjoy the game. Steelers. All right, 28-21. Let's see. More in the mailbag. Tough talking Ted. I love that. I love when people give them, well, maybe they didn't give themselves, he might not have given himself a nickname. Someone might have given it to him. It sounds like he gave himself that nickname. All right, once again, Kate, you are so way off with your guesses. I like you, but you are terrible at picking the teams. I'm going to say it's the Steelers 38-28. Okay, how many times can you write that on an email? You are locked and loaded. How about that? Locked and loaded, buddy. A couple of more. I'm trying to go through. This is what I'm doing. I'm scrolling while all of you sit there and listen to it. We need some scroll sound effects. I don't know what they would be. Because, you know, when you go through the Internet, you have that little cheesy bar. And this is not working that fast because I've got other emails in between. This is where we need the musical interlude. Let's see. This one from Ned. Ned says, Ned. Whose name? Do you think that's a real name or is that a made-up name? I don't doubt that there's people named Ned, but just I can't remember the last time I met somebody named Ned. Can you remember the last time I met someone named Ned? All right, Ned says, I think this is going to be a very boring game, and you're probably going to be blown away by my suggestion that the Steelers beat Tampa Bay 14-0. 14-0. That was me repeating that, by the way, just so I could write it down in time. That's a crazy guess. I mean, that's another way out there guess. But, hey, it could happen. It has happened before. Chris in Connecticut. Chris, I think you're picking the Steelers.
How do you know?
I just know. You always pick the Steelers. That's not your team, but you pick the Steelers.
Yeah, I went to 27-17.
27. I got to make sure no one has it. Do, 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 do. 27. No, somebody has it. You got to change it. Devin, Kentucky has that. You can just say 27, but it's got to be different.
What about 28-17?
28-17. Nope, you've got it.
Okay, great.
All right, 28-17. Good for you. Thanks. Have a good weekend, Chris.
You too.
28-17. We have a 28-21, which was Cliff, but 28-17, no. How about Jeff in Kansas? Hey, Jeff, what do you think?
I think Tampa Bay is going to win 24-21.
24-21. I like these well-rounded guesses. 24-21. All right, you own it. 24-21 Tampa Bay. We're on the same side, but you're giving them a few more scores. It's in the books. Enjoy the game.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Charlie in Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate. Well, I've been right 2 weeks in a row, just didn't miss a score just by a little bit last week. I'm going to have to go with Pittsburgh, and I think it's going to be pretty one-sided, and I'm going to go with 31-10.
31-10. Wow. That would be, that would be a butt kicking to Tampa Bay in their own turf. I love it. All right. We'll see.
Thank you, Kate.
You have a good weekend. 31-10. Did he just really say that? Wow. And here I am sitting in Florida doing this show. In fact, just a stone's throw away from Raymond James Stadium. I think if I went outside, I could almost see the stadium. And it's not a sellout, so the people here aren't going to be able to watch the game. That would, if you were a Bucks fan and you couldn't watch the game, can you imagine? I mean, if that's just, you know, you kill yourself during the week and that's just your one little pleasure. You don't have your honey-do list is already halfway done, and you can just relax and watch the game. Oh, that would be the worst, I'm telling you, the worst. All right, we've got some more, a lot of mail this time. We've got some more mail to get to. Let's see if we can squish in, though. Do I have any other callers? No, I don't have any other callers, so let's finish up the mail. And here's who we have. I can't believe we don't have Dave yet. He's like the, you know, faithful guy who always, always sends in his scoring guess. But they have these crazy lightning strikes in Tampa. It's the lightning capital of the world. I don't know how many people realize that. And sometimes it knocks out the internet. Oh, I think we have Dave's score. I am determined to get Dave's score in here before this thing fritzes out on me. If you did send me something on the internet, trust me, it's working. It's coming through. It's just trying to, you know, retrieve it. Dave in Vermont says the Steelers are going to lose. I love that. 17-7, so he likes the Bucks. 17-7. We had a lot of guesses with 17 in it. All right, Dave, my man, you are locked and loaded. Good luck to everybody who played Nail the Score.